thanks for listening to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Sponsored by FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com, the leader in single-day fantasy sports contests.
Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome, Dan Bock, with the Wednesday edition RotoGrind Daily Fantasy Picks Podcast, all presented to you by friends ever there at FanDuel. And, of course, we've got part two of our podcast today. We got two versions for you. Earlier today, interview with Fantasy Draft CEO Steve Kromboltz. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you do, especially if you're into the industry topic stuff. I thought he did a really good job, very candid interview about their history, what they went through, learning moments along the way, and what's in store for them moving forward. So I thought that was a pretty good little podcast. Check that out. This one, though, we're going to kind of devote towards the NBA tonight. Big slate on this Wednesday, and we're going to kind of help you navigate from the information that we know. Obviously, this time of year, things are very fluid, and NBA is a game really driven on the news more so than any of the other sports out there. So we do the best we can for you on a 9:30 a.m. podcast, but hopefully you can maybe find some pointers along the way that can help you build your own lineups. That's the goal of this thing each and every day. Definitely want to thank FanDuel, great sponsor of the show here tonight, looking at their game offerings. The shot is at $250K. The layup is at $150K. That's a $3 and a $7 buy-in. The Monster $150 at a $300 buy-in. Slam $150. And the Jumbo Baller tonight, $1,590 the buy-in, and that's at $150,000. So that's what we got happening over there. Of course, they've got MLB, they've got NHL, they've added PGA, and they also have an EPL slate. That doesn't start till Saturday, but for you soccer folks, they did add some late swap to their EPL products, so make sure you check that out. Again, PGA will lock Thursday morning, 7 a.m., so tons of great content for you at RG. We got our premium content. And by the way, we just launched our premium MLB content, and it is fantastic. Make sure you check that out. It's very much, I think, one of the best you're going to find anywhere each and every day. Got media. We've got the great columnist, JM to Win, is back. He gets the NBA season off, but then he grinds basically from MLB through NFL. So very well-deserved, because everybody knows he never has a shortage of things to say in his columns, and they're absolutely tremendous writing, so check that out. And 7-day free trial still, so if you want to try it before you buy it, I think we're one of the few places that allow you to do that. So make sure you check that out. Great way to kind of see the content for yourself before you decide to invest the funds in it. We think it can help you as a daily fantasy player. And MLB, very much different, I think, than NBA, because you can do a lot of the research ahead of time, and we've got so many tools and more that are being built as we speak that I think is just going to help you this this MLB season. So excited for that. Definitely check out our premium offerings. All right, let's get to NBA for today. Actually, before we do that, I do want to thank another sponsor here. I want to get this sponsor read done before the show today. And it's our friends over at Blue Apron. You know, I've talked about Blue Apron a good bit. And they're the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. And they are for a reason, because they really send you good food to make. And that's the thing, folks. You know, we all want to eat healthier. We say it, but then ultimately a lot of times we're, you know, doing the, you know, calling the restaurant or calling the pizza place. Well, guess what? With Blue Apron, you've got everything you need delivered right to your door. So there's really no excuse for you not to make it. You have the fresh food there. You have the instructions to make it. And therefore, you're going to be trying food that you would not even ever have expected to try before, and it is super tasty. You look at some of the upcoming meals they have. Parmesan crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli, sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. And I've been a member of the Blue Apron. I've done this. I've chopped up the ingredients. I've made the food, and it is so tasty. And the great thing, you keep those recipe cards, and you can make it again on your own if you'd like. And the step-by-step instructions, very easy, and for the price, it's less than $10 per person per meal. And as I've said before, these meals often last you more than one sitting. So check it out. Seasonal recipes, easy meal. Again, each meal comes with the easy step-by-step instructions, can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and guaranteed freshness as well. So check them out. It is Blue Apron, and what you need to do is get this week's menu, and we're giving you free. That's right, free, your first three meals. So no reason not to try it, because you're not even paying for shipping. That's free, too. Go to blueapron.com/fantasyfix. You'll love how good it feels and it tastes to create an incredible home-cooked meal with Blue Apron. So don't wait. It's blueapron.com/fantasyfix. blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron. Just a better way to cook. All right, let's get into it now. NBA for us on this Wednesday night. We're going to go game by game with our analysis. We're going to use FanDuel as our point of reference on the salaries for us today. And let's get into it. Thunder and Magic tonight. This game sitting at a pretty high total at 217 here, but Orlando's kind of checked out. They are playing awful right now. And obviously, we've got Russell Westbrook. And here's the deal. I'm expecting to have tremendous value based on what happened last night and the fact that there's pretty much seemingly big news every single night out there. Westbrook at 13-1. There's really no reason not to play him. Maybe not the best point per dollar play, but I don't think that matters. You can lock yourself in a floor of like 50 fantasy points tonight with upside into the 60s. And road game against Orlando, maybe it's a little bit more competitive than we'd expect otherwise. So Westbrook today should be an easy fit, should be a popular play, and I certainly like him. And if you don't, then, well, you don't watch basketball because he is an absolute freak. In terms of other options in this one, there's not a lot that I'm in love with in this game otherwise. Now, Victor Oladipo, a little bit of a revenge situation here against Orlando. He's priced right at 6K. There's definitely some value shooting guards for us, but we don't necessarily have to pay up for James Harden and Antetokounmpo on a back-to-back. Maybe not my top choice today against Boston. So he could be in play for some of your lineups tonight at 6K. On Orlando's side, there's really three names to look at. Alfred Payton, Aaron Gordon, and Nikola Vucevic. And you can maybe throw in Evan Fournier. I'm pretty much off of Gordon, though. I think Payton is intriguing at 7-2, especially when you consider that you might already be playing Russell Westbrook. But there is, again, a spot where you've got really good value there. But this guy's been 35 fantasy points or more in four of his last five. But my problem is, you know, you've got Dennis Schroeder at that same price point who's been taking like 20 shots a game. It's hard to kind of pass that up for Alfred Payton tonight. And then Evan Fournier, decent price tag at 5-4. I think I'd rather go up to Oladipo in the revenge setting at just 600 more. Now, the center spot, we've got Vucevic again at 8-1. Super safe lately. I mean, it hasn't hit a ton of upside games, but 35, 36, I guess 47, 46, 45. He's been pretty solid. Like, the one worry here is he's going to be facing a better defender than he's seen in the past in Steven Adams. The price is fair at 8-1. And honestly, center's kind of a tough spot tonight because you've got Howard, who's definitely seen an uptick in usage, but this is a 3rd and 4 for an older player. You've got Miles Turner's on the back end of a back-to-back and facing Memphis. You've got Rudy Gobert, but he's really, really expensive. So Vooch might be a guy that we can consider today. I just, you know, the minutes are still all over the map, not guaranteed to get 30 on a given night, and that does kind of piss me off a little bit, but he's still kind of close to making value there. 8,100 over on FanDuel, 77 over on DraftKings. Steven Adams, though, for me, I think we got to look at him here today against Orlando. He's just too darn cheap at 4.8K. Yes, he's Last, four games, his highest is 21 fantasy points, but that doesn't even really kill you at 4,800, but we know the guy's got 40 fantasy point upside. It's funny because you look at his logs and you see a lot of 40s and you see a lot of 20s. Guy doesn't like to get into the 30s very often, but this matchup versus Orlando, I think I can get behind. Let's see if they've faced off against them earlier this season. Pretty solid day, 28 fantasy points for him, 13-10. We'll take that at the $4,900 salary he's at today, or 48. So I like him a good bit today, just because center is a tricky, tricky spot, I feel, and he's not in a bad spot tonight. Let's move on to the next one. It is Philadelphia and Atlanta. We got a 208 total in this game. We'll see who plays because this could definitely be a very stackable game. This total a little bit lower than I kind of expected here today. But if you're playing on FanDuel, you've got a gimme price tag on Ersan Ilyasova at just 4.8K, 1,200 cheaper than what he is on DraftKings. So he is going to be your plug and play over there. Torian Prince, also $1,300 cheaper. I mean, come on, FanDuel. You got to do better. You have to do better. Like, you shouldn't have that spread between the two sites. Torian Prince, you know, he was good on Sunday, okay? So you should have moved him up before yesterday's games, and it didn't happen. So he's just too cheap, going to be a cash game staple for a lot of people, and rightfully so as long as Cephalosha and Bazemore and Millsap are out. And then getting back to Dennis Schroeder, you know, we've talked about him. He's kind of been on just another planet here lately as a scorer. The field goal attempts 27, 24, 25 in those last three games. He's only 7.2. He scored 40, 40, 46. He should be 8K today. So just too cheap here. In a game against Philadelphia, they should be able to score a ton of points. So he is, you know, clearly a top option. I like him better than Peyton at that same number. And then Dwight Howard, he is my maybe one fade here a little bit tonight. Really good game last night for him, but he did play 35 minutes, which is way more than he typically plays. This is going to be a third game in four nights, played on the 26th, the 28th, and now the 29th. So for a guy who's a little long in the tooth, a guy who, you know, coming off the heavy minutes that he played, that concerns me just a little bit. Now, the price is not, you know, out of the realm of, you know, being reasonable. I mean, on DraftKings at 76, probably just completely fading that one. On FanDuel, he's cheaper at 72. And with the role change in the matchup against Philadelphia is beneficial for him. But I just worry about this late season back-to-back third and four for him. So I don't think he's a cash game play for me today. And now we got to get to the Philly side because they're loaded up with plenty of options as well. Robert Covington, a real nice game again yesterday. No reason not to look at him at 6,700. Dario Saric rebounded somewhat nicely last game with a over 30 fantasy point game. He's not a gimme price tag at 7,300, but I can see him getting back rolling again. And then we got TJ McConnell. When Sergio Rodriguez was ruled out, McConnell, we saw definitely more minutes for him. He played 34 minutes where he played 24, 25, 22 in the three games prior. So certainly this guy was on the floor more, got to 30 fantasy points. He's a fine, you know, lower tier play at 5,500 at point guard today. Justin Anderson, I'd rather have him than TLC if I'm going to take one of those min salary crappers at shooting guard. We also saw Nick Stauskas be a somewhat popular play by sharp players in yesterday, and he was okay. 18 fantasy points, did play 33 minutes, just so limited in what he gives you that I think there's better shooting guard punts for us today than him, so I don't expect to see him in my lineups. If you played Tim Hardaway Jr., oof, brutal day for him yesterday. Just 2 points, 1 of 9 shooting. You know, maybe this is a rebound spot for him when you consider, you know, he only took 9 shots where he was at 16, 17, 16, 11, 16, 14, 14. He's going to do better than that, but that the price tag is not a gimme. Like, FanDuel has not adjusted prices at all here lately. And he's one where you're like, oh, off a bad game, you know, maybe he'll go down a little bit, but didn't happen. So I think he's a GPP play, and I think he'll have a little bit lower ownership after his dog of a game last night. Charlotte and Toronto. Didn't watch a ton of NBA yesterday, but when I watched, Charlotte looked awful. And now they got to come back and visit go on the road trip to Toronto. And game total at 204 in this one. Not my favorite game on the board again. It wasn't really yesterday, and I'm probably not going to be again tonight. You know, Nick Batum at 6'7" was the one guy I was interested in, and he just had a dog of a night. You know, 15 fantasy points, didn't get it done. Could rebound here in this spot, but this is not my favorite game. Serge Ibaka at 5.7K at power forward. Just not enough production for him. Hasn't reached 30 fantasy points since March the 8th, so I don't really see him at that price point being a play. Cody Zeller was all right, but dogged it up again last night, like everybody else. DeRozan just feels too expensive. I don't see much. Maybe Valanciunas could be a play for you. He's trending in the right direction, and going against a matchup against the Charlotte interior, that's a really good matchup for him. So he's the one guy that kind of stands out for me. 24 fantasy points in that last game against Charlotte, and that was in just 20 minutes. So if he could play a little bit more, production might even be higher. So Charlotte, they struggle against bigs. So Valanciunas, maybe. Let's see. DraftKings, is he 40? Is he under 5K over there? Let's see. I think he's 4,900. So, yeah, you know, multiple center spots under 5K. Valanciunas has a little bit of upside for you. But, again, not a game I'm really interested in. Let's get to Miami and the Knicks. Interesting, the Knicks, their game notes for today did not list Carmelo Anthony or Derrick Rose in the starting lineup. It had Courtney Lee, it had Kuzminskas, it had Porzingis, Hernan Gomez. So we've got to see on that. You know, there's a chance that those guys are out. Now, obviously, I'm doing this podcast in the morning. I can't predict the future, but if that does hold up and those guys do not play, that's going to make a guy like Hernan Gomez, a guy like Porzingis, and certainly open up a ton of value in a min salary, Kuzminskas on FanDuel, as all guys who are absolutely in play. Melo has a really low salary here at 7K, but New York really not playing for anything at this point in time. You look at Miami on the flip side, they are, you know, competing for that last spot into the playoffs. Some people would say, well, isn't it better off to not make the playoffs? I don't believe that. They're playing could be playing the Boston Celtics in that first round, which I think is a winnable series. Don't hate Boston Celtics fans. But they certainly have much more incentive than the New York Knicks, who are playing for absolutely nothing right now. In terms of the guys that I would consider in this game, I think Hernan Gomez and Porzingis are the top two guys that stand out. Hernan Gomez could be that value guy. You look at him at 5'1". He's very similar to Steven Adams. I mean, you see a lot of 40s, and then you see some games in the 20s, but not a lot sitting in the 30s today. If those guys are out, I'll probably give him a little bit more of an edge, but Porzingis is the guy who probably gets the largest jump. But the problem is the salary is up on him. Now, it's not crazy high. It's at 7'2", but they really jumped him off of that 48 fantasy point game. They jumped him, you know, $500 from his previous salary. So 7.2 is the highest salary he's seen since January the 21st. So it's been a little bit of a while since we've seen it. But if you look back in the logs here, four of his last five has been 36 fantasy points or more. So it is certainly well-deserved. I'm not loving guys on Miami today. Goran Dragic, maybe, but at 7.5, I think I prefer a guy like Dennis Schroeder tonight. I don't see a real reason to have to go there. Same with Magruder as a punt. There's better punts today than him. Whiteside at 8.8 is always somewhat intriguing. On DraftKings, we get him at 8.4, so it's not really a huge salary relief there. Well, you know, was okay against Detroit last night, 30 fantasy points, but that's not what you want for 8,800. So if I'm going to that level, I probably would just go ahead and pay 300 more for Rudy Gobert tonight. Ron Baker was the other guy who was in that starting lineup in the game notes. But again, I'm not sure that that's really going to pan out. 3K crapper for you on DraftKings, maybe. I don't know. Probably not. Let's get to the Bucks and the Celtics. Yeah, this is interesting game at 208. And, you know, Giannis has not been playing great. here the last couple of games. Let's see, 33, 34 fantasy points. Shots have kind of been down a little bit. And now he walks into a 3rd-and-4 night against a Boston team, and the salary hasn't moved. You know, if he was down at 9,800, maybe. DraftKings, you get him at 97. I think that puts him much more in play in GPPs over there. But not a guy that I really want to spend up on, I think, here in this matchup against Boston if I don't have to. Certainly on FanDuel, I think there's other ways to go. If you go with Westbrook, you know, you can get Westbrook and Anthony Davis in a lineup today pretty easily. So clearly you could get Antetokounmpo instead, but there's better shooting guard options, I think, today on the cheap potentially. So yeah, not a top play for me, but more DraftKings if I'm going anywhere with him. Isaiah Thomas, 8-4. We like him at this number. We don't love the matchup against Milwaukee, who's typically pretty tough against point guards, but this is the salary that we like him at, and it's as low as we've seen in a while. Let's see. I'm going to go all the way back here. When was the last time Isaiah Thomas was 8.4 or cheaper? It goes back to January the 3rd against Utah, and he scored 57 fantasy points that day. So, yeah, like, I'm not too worried about defenders. When you look at Isaiah Thomas, he's a scorer. He does his thing. I just don't think there's upside at with him. I think there's safety with him, but like for 400 more, you get Chris Paul, who I think has like way bigger upside than a guy like Isaiah Thomas. So that's kind of where I come out on him. Chris Middleton at 6'3". I know a lot of people were looking to play some Tony Snell yesterday, and then Chris Middleton ends up playing, and you know, he scored 14, but coming off the illness, no price, you know, value there. I don't see it. Jay Crowder's one guy I don't hate at 6,100. In this game, only jumped up 200 from that last salary against Miami on Sunday, and had a real nice day there. You know, 38 fantasy points. Definitely a guy I don't mind at that price point if he kind of fits your build. And then it's crazy to say it, but Al Horford has been good. And I mean good for a while now. He has been over 30 fantasy points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 consecutive games. And over, you know, 34 fantasy points or more in 7 consecutive games. Now, the interesting thing about it is minutes are like rock solid. 30, 30, 30, 35, 30, 33, 28. Like, you know what you're going to get out of them there. But look at these assist numbers. And this is really, I want to view it as outliers, but you can't because it's been happening for like 2.5 weeks now. 8, 6, 8, 5, 6, 5, 8, 6. Those are assist numbers. He got 10 rebounds in each of the last two games. You know, scoring-wise, he's never going to be a huge scorer, but he can put the ball in the bucket sometimes. So if he does today, he's probably going to get you 35 fantasy points with upside into the 40s. He even had a 50 against Philadelphia not long ago. So probably more of a DK play at 6,900, but I told you, I don't feel great about Dwight Howard. If you want to pivot off of him in tournaments, he's definitely a guy to consider tonight. That's pretty much about it with Avery Bradley back. Don't love the salary on him. Tony Snell, I'm not really looking at here today. Greg Monroe, on the back-to-back, probably not. Let's go to Indiana and Memphis. This one's interesting. We got to see what happens with the injury tag on Marc Gasol, because he's another guy here today who just looks too cheap at 7.6K. And I get it. He hasn't been playing particularly great. You know, if he ends up getting on the floor today, that just feels like way too cheap of a price tag against Miles Turner. So he's interesting, but, you know, he sat the last two games. I'm doubting they roll him out there. They don't have much to gain at this point in time. And then if they do, though, if they do end up sitting him, then we can really pretty much fire up Zach Randolph again at 5.6K at power forward. Way too cheap. With him kind of moving into that starting lineup, playing center and getting a lot of minutes. And he should be fine against Turner as well. So I like him on the news of Gasol sitting. Monte Ellis moving into that starting lineup played pretty well last night. Kind of overlooked too, and then when you consider that Rodney Stuckey was out, he got 34 minutes. 8 for 11 from the field, 4 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, a 35 fantasy point day. Now, he's Monte Ellis. He can easily go back into throwing up craptacular numbers, but he is in play as a punt today. And, you know, it's going to, I think a lot's going to depend on Gordon Hayward for Utah today and what his status is going to be, because we got Rodney Hood sitting at even cheaper than him. But if Hayward would decide to go today, Monte is going to be really nice option as a marquee value shooting guard today. Thad Young is also cheap at 4.2, and he got much heavier run yesterday, back to 32 minutes against Minnesota, gave you 21 fantasy points, 14 points, 4 boards, 2 assists. He's not a horrendous player. I just can't quite figure out why he hasn't been able to, you know, do a little bit better from a fantasy perspective. But at that salary, it's not the worst option on the board potentially today. Let's see. Tony Allen at 4K, a little bit interesting. Mike Conley at 8. I don't see me going there in this game. We don't have a total on this one. You know, he's been pretty steady performer so far this year. But I just like other guards better than him that are cheaper. Paul George got off to a wicked hot start last night and finished with 55 fantasy points. I think he had like a 40 burger in that first half, but was red hot. 12 for 21 shooting, 9 for 9 from the free throw lane, 7 boards, 4 steals. Just a phenomenal day last night at 8,600. Memphis isn't really the spot usually to play him, but you know he'll be low-owned if you want to play the ownership game on him today. Let's move on to the next game, and it is New Orleans and Dallas. Be curious to see what the number comes in on this one. Obviously, Dallas plays really slow, and we're going to wait on the DeMarcus Cousins news. If Cousins is out tonight, then you know Anthony Davis becomes a very, very, very good play today at 11-7 tonight. And like I said, you can fit him and Westbrook in a lineup pretty easily today. Coming off a 71 spot against Utah, that's a tough thing to do going against Rudy Gobert. So this guy just, you know, shouldering the load to say the very least. 10-8 on FanDuel and going against, what, Nerlens Noel tonight? Like, yeah, the pace is slow. I get it. At least it's a home game for New Orleans. And the fact is, he's their only, like, real threat they have to do anything. So if Cousins plays, it probably takes me off of Davis. I don't know if that I'm playing Cousins. I like the salary on Cousins at 9.4, but I just don't know if I can play him without knowing how much run he's going to get. You know, you figure if they're going to play him, he's healthy enough to play, he's going to play 35 minutes. That might make him an interesting GPP play, but I really can't do it in cash games at all today, even though I don't love the center spot. Besides that, this is a tough game to really handicap because not a lot of marquee options for me today. Harrison Barnes, dog of a game against OKC last time out, put up a 40 spot against Toronto. Does carry some tournament upside at 5,400. That's just too cheap of a number, I think, for him. Even off of that 40 fantasy point game, his salary didn't go up, and then eventually drops down to 5.4 today. So he looks like a nice value for us today. Holiday, a little bit more interested in him. Obviously, if Boogie does not play, he's been pretty good the last couple games. 41 fantasy points, 32 and 33. Price is not super cheap, though. 7,200 again. Give me Schroeder over him at that same number. We'll see the status of Seth Curry. He was the one that was the surprise absence last game. We saw Yogi Ferrell draw the start, and Yogi did just fine in that role. 4-6, though, yeah, I mean, I'm not a big Yogi Ferrell guy. I don't think he's all that good, but opportunity certainly presented itself, and he took advantage of it last time out. So if you need value at point guard, you could give him some consideration, but I don't think you need to. Nerlens is the intriguing guy at 6-1 because he certainly had some nice fantasy days, 37 against OKC, 33 against the Clippers. But he also can get back into the teens. This game against New Orleans, a little bit iffy. Last game he played against New Orleans, 29 minutes, 22 fantasy points. He's a GPP play only. I think he has a chance to be a decent fantasy performer at some point in time with this team, but probably not going to be this season. DraftKings a little bit cheaper at 5.6, but yeah, probably not where I'm going at center today on FanDuel. All right, this could be a good game if everybody decides to play, but we'll see whether they do. That's Golden State and the Spurs. Golden State looked awesome last night. They looked like they can win a title very easily last night in that game against Houston. I hope they bring everybody. I don't know, though. The total's at 209. San Antonio's favored by 4 here. Let's hope, you know, after both teams sat everybody out last game, these guys decide to play everybody. And you know what? They're playing for this this Western Conference number one seed. I mean, the Spurs, let's face it, the Spurs lose here. They're 3.5 out, probably not catching up. If the Spurs win here, they're only a game and a half out, and they got a legit chance at it. So I think both teams bring it, and then after whatever happens tonight, I think it's going to decide how much San Antonio plays their bigs moving forward. Because I know they say they don't care about the number one seed, but you should care at some point. There has to be a line in the sand where you say, okay, we're close enough, it's the end of the year, we got to go for it. I agree. You don't care about it in November and December and January and February and maybe the first couple of weeks of March. But if it's in striking distance, there's no reason not to go for it, and you have to have this game, I think, if they want to get it. So expect a big effort here from San Antonio. You know, the back-to-back here for Golden State, I think, especially coming off a game where they run up and down like they did with Houston, could show itself. But we'll see what happens in terms of the news today. Assuming everybody goes, you know, Kawhi Leonard, if it wasn't for James Harden, it wasn't for Russell Westbrook, it wasn't for LeBron James, he would be your MVP this season because he's been really, really good. Over 40 in back-to-back games against Cleveland and the Knicks. And just does everything. 9,800, we could fit him for sure. I mean, if you don't want Anthony Davis tonight, you can easily, you know, pencil him in. He's a better spend, I think, than Antetokounmpo is tonight. Aldridge also has been playing at a really high level here lately, going into late in the season. 30 fantasy points or more in, looks like, 7 consecutive games. That's a lot for him. And DraftKings even has him over 7K. So you know he's playing well when DraftKings, who hates LaMarcus Aldridge, has him over 7K. Now, I shouldn't say DraftKings in general, but the DraftKings algorithm that sets the salaries does not like Mr. Aldridge. So in play today in this game that should be hopefully pretty competitive. Let's see, in terms of the big spends, Curry, Clay, you know, both these guys, they're great players. You worry a little bit about a back-to-back this late in the season, but, you know, Clay has been great, 35 fantasy points or more in 3 of his last 4 games. Just hard to see this not being a good, fun back-and-forth game, but that total a little bit lower than you'd come to expect at just 209. So we'll see if that ends up maybe jumping up just a little bit. You got some punts maybe on the San Antonio side. What, Danny Green, 3.6K. Definitely not Tony Parker at 3.9K. Not going to do it. I think it's really Aldridge and Leonard. Those are your guys. You could go to Pau Gasol, though. I don't think he's unplayable for you at 5.5 on FanDuel. And it's just, you know, how many minutes he's going to play. If he plays you the 26, we've seen him get 39 fantasy points before. Don't play him in cash games. He's a GPP play only for you tonight. All right, let's move on to the Wiz and the Clippers. You know, seems like a spot where the Wizards would sit guys, but it's just they don't do that. John Wall just likes to play. And last night he played really, really well. But, you know, this is the third game for them in this road trip, Cleveland, then L.A., now the Clippers, 61 spots in each of the last 2 games, and he's only 9,600 on FanDuel. I just question whether he plays in this game. I wouldn't play him if I was coaching him probably in this matchup, considering they need him for the playoffs. But you know what? The guy plays basketball, and he's been awesome doing it, and doesn't look like he's tired apparently after the game last night. So if he goes, as you know, Beer and I talked about last night, the high-end point guards were going to be really neglected last night, and he was against the Lakers in a good matchup just because there was all the value out there at that position. And you know, him and John Wall could have Chris Paul could have a back-to-back type of back-and-back type of game here. Wall probably prefer him, but Paul is not bad at 8,800 here as well. That seems like too cheap of a price tag for him today. The total on this game is at 219, so pretty high total between these teams. And, you know, Blake Griffin's the guy who's really taken a step back. He's been under 30 fantasy points in four consecutive games. This is a guy who's just locking and loading 30, 40 fantasy points a night. You know, his salary got all the way up to 10K on FanDuel on the first of this month. And now he is down to 8,600. That's a huge fall in a short amount of time. You know, we always say, you know, sell high, buy low. Well, now is a buy low time on Blake Griffin. And certainly a lot of his production, his big numbers that he put up, happened when there was no Chris Paul. But you know what? Don't think like it can't come back to him really quick. A home game against Markieff Morris, not a bad spot for Blake Griffin. Probably not going there in cash games tonight, but he's going to be low owned, I think. And looking on DraftKings, is he even cheaper over there? Let's see. I think he's... yeah, 7,900 on DraftKings, just too darn cheap. DeAndre Jordan, another guy on DraftKings. You know, 79 on FanDuel feels like a fair salary, but 6,800 on DK today, that's a salary I can kind of get behind on DeAndre Jordan. Let's see, Otto Porter tonight, he is, what, 5.6? Kind of liked him last night, played his 29 minutes, 7 of 9. If you told me he was going to shoot 7 of 9 from the field, I'd probably have been like, yeah, he'll get you to 30. But no steals, no blocks, one assist, not good enough for him. So probably not where you need to go today. Jamal Crawford all the way down to 3.6K, which is really cheap. I know a lot of people were looking at him when J.J. Redick was ruled out, and he kind of put up a dog of a game, 2 for 12 shooting. He's typically going to shoot more like, you know, 8 for 12 or something like that. So if he does, he can get you into the mid-20s, which you'll take. 3,600 is just probably too cheap of a price tag on him, especially if Redick ends up sitting today. We also saw Austin Rivers draw the start when Redick ended up sitting. And he was nothing special in that game against Sacramento. The minutes were huge, 42. But 9 boards, 4 assists, the scoring only 10 points for him, but 24 fantasy points. It's not horrible. You like that 42 minutes, but probably not a guy I'm looking at tonight. And then last game, I think pretty intriguing here, Jazz and the Kings. This one gets started, what, 10:30 start. And we got to see on Gordon Hayward news. I don't think they play him today. I don't see a reason why you play him on a road game against Sacramento. They are pretty much locked in their spot. I suppose they could fall all the way down to 6 if they went on a poor run. But, you know, they're not going to catch the Houston Rockets. So they pretty much clinched their spot in the playoffs already. No reason to push Gordon Hayward in a road game here. So if he is out tonight, and we'll know more after shoot-around. If he doesn't go to shoot-around, I don't think he's playing. That's going to really open up a lot of value in guys like Rodney Hood and Joe Ingles. Rodney Hood is under 4K on FanDuel. Now he's 4,700 on, or 4,600 over on DraftKings. Still in play over there with no Hayward, but plug and play on FanDuel if Hayward does not play. And also Alec Burks, he sat out that last game. And then Joe Ingles as well, 4,300 for him. He's 5K over on DraftKings. So, yeah, I would just keep your eye on the news with those guys. Even George Hill at 6'1". I didn't play that day, but I thought George Hill is a guy who'd actually play a little bit better with in his absence. Didn't really happen that day, but certainly has scoring upside. You know, a little bit cheaper than those 7,200 guards like Payton and Schroeder. Not a cash game play, but GPP swerve. And then Ingles at 4.3, or I talked about him, excuse me, Joe Johnson at 4K. Again, played pretty well that last game with no Gordon Hayward. Scored, what, 14 points, 6 assists, 7 boards, 30 fantasy points, 31 minutes. But he is Joe Johnson, so, you know, tread lightly. You know, price is up on him, 47 on DraftKings. So all these guys didn't really get a big enough bump over on FanDuel, except Rudy Gobert, who's actually 500 more on FanDuel than he is on DraftKings. So he's just been so good lately, and I don't know who's going to stop him over on Sacramento. Probably not Willie Cauley-Stein. No, probably not Papagiannis. Probably not Scal. So Gobert should be in for another nice night. It's just paying $9K for that guy. It's a peak salary for him, but he has been playing absolutely incredible. On the Sacramento side, you know, a game versus Utah is not one you're typically looking to roster too many guys. I don't hate Collison at 5'6". I feel like that he is somewhat playable today, but I'm probably just going to play him on DraftKings. 4'6", I think, is just too cheap for him today. He's definitely been scoring more. And again, all these guys for Sacramento, if you want to play the Clippers guys today, or excuse me, the Kings guys today, play them on DraftKings. You've got Stein, 1,100 cheaper, Papagiannis, 400 cheaper. You've got Kufis, 900 cheaper, Collison, 1,000 cheaper, Aflalo, 500 cheaper. All these guys are way, way cheaper over there. God forbid you want to play Tyreek, 1,200 cheaper. So definitely, DraftKings is the spot where you can play those guys on the mega cheap. Papagiannis, you know, you don't play centers against him, but 3,700 on FanDuel is, what, 3,300 on DraftKings, and he gave you, what, 27 fantasy points against the Clippers last game. 3,300, I don't think he kills you on DraftKings today, assuming Kostas does not play in Papagiannis does get some heavy run again. So we're going to have to wait on some news. Hopefully we have that in time. Willie Cauley-Stein, again, really cheap over there on FanDuel or DraftKings compared to FanDuel at 5K. Probably not the guy I'm looking to play, but not terrible at that salary. 29, 32, last two DraftKings points. Seems secure over 30 minutes. You know, seems a little cheap over on DraftKings. So there you go. That's it. That's the rundown for us on this Wednesday night. Full slate of games for you. We'll keep you company on Grinders Live all the way from 3:30 to 7 o'clock tonight. So check that out. If you've got feedback on this or anything else happening at RG, you can hit me up over on Twitter at Dan_Bach. Please look for us over there on iTunes. Leave us a review. Say, I like this show. Give me 5 stars. That would be great. We much appreciate that. And please support our sponsors. Thanks to FanDuel. Go play some games over there tonight. Blue Apron / Fantasy Fix. If you want to check them out, get your free meals absolutely free with free shipping. Love our sponsors on this show. And again, as always, thanks so much for the listen and the download. Be back tomorrow talking all things NBA again. Till then, good luck this Wednesday night. We'll see you.